Would you like to lead us when I go to the pledge? Would you like to lead us in the pledge when we get there?
That's fine.
Okay. Are we ready now?
Yep.
Right? Yep.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Today is September 26, 2023. Special meeting. The time is now 11:17. We are not going to be taking any questions during this special meeting. If you have any questions, they should be sent to smazer@franklin-township.com. Would you like to open it?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, it is 9:17, not 11:17.
What did I say?
11:17.
Okay, thank you for that. I didn't realize I said that. Thank you.
Yeah. Again. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day. We ask you, Lord, to be in the midst of everything that we discussed today. You give us your wisdom and your mindset, because we want to put what you have for the township before our desires. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is the hard part.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And when you're ready, ma'am, if I can have a roll call, please.
Jim?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Mazur, I'm going to turn this over to you. And if you want to go through the topics and take it from there, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. First topic for discussion is proposal for a new road department building. So I'm going to throw the ball to Mr. Stevens, and he can present to the board his ideas and concepts. So Jim, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mazur. I guess my biggest question is I know that this is something that we've been discussing here for a couple months now. I know Ryan and myself have been working pretty diligently, working with three different contractors to get everything taken care of and to come back to the board with bids, which we've done. I've been presenting the bids. I think the other night, as a matter of fact, the other night at the meeting, I handed out, I don't know, Ralph, did you bring yours that I brought?
Yeah, I think I have.
This was one of the latest ones that we have received. And this is also from Piqua Lumber, who was one of the original bids that we had received before. My question is, it's my understanding that, you know, there's possibly some changes that are maybe in the midst of what the concept of what we're wanting to do. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page with everything that, you know, Ryan and I have been working on. I just want to make sure that this is what is it that the board is interested in doing. We're willing to do anything that we need to do.
So, Mr. Stevens, after speaking with you at the last meeting, and I spoke with our administrator, and there is a potential, I wouldn't say potential, but a good idea brought ahead, that if we commiss both the township hall there and a bigger building, it's going to cost us more money. However, it's not costing the taxpayers nearly anything because of the fact that this is with government money. This would be a perfect opportunity for the public to have a new building, and just like the county does on Fisher Road, they have an area that is where they can hold meetings, they can also have staff working there, and then still have your garage and things on the other half. It was just a thought when you and I said something about it. I didn't take it any further than that, or I just thought, what a perfect opportunity, because right now, to the public, if we have these funds and we need to use it in a diligent way, and one of the most diligent ways to me is the age of this building, the condition of this building, to give the public, you know, I don't know, I wouldn't say I'm embarrassed of the building, but a lot of times when you hold certain meetings here and the county comes here, it's just kind of like, yeah, I mean, we don't have that. We only have a golden opportunity, and we only get this once in a blue moon, that if we do the monies right, we got the land, we could kill, I don't like to use the word, we can hit two birds with one stone. If it's done right. I don't know how it would be done. I don't know what the cost would be. I don't know if it flows any issues with you, but I do, once Steve mentioned it to me as well, when we're both talking about it, I'm thinking, yeah, I've been to Cornell's place on Fisher Road many times in meetings, and you know, all of us have. So is it feasible to make the building a little bigger? Is it feasible to have office space and our regular meetings there versus an aging building that eventually is going to need replaced? And when would we ever be able to afford it? And when would we ever have the opportunity to do this without it costing the taxpayers any money? One last thing, and I'll be quiet. We were looking at purchasing the property behind us for $200,000 just to build on. Again, that was going to be with federal money. Instead of buying that property and attaching that money with this, it could be feasible to have one nice complex. I'm finished.
First of all, for the record, on the record, I've been here 15 years, and I concur with a lot that you're saying about the facility, the buildings. If you remember, back in 2010, we actually had an assessment done of all these buildings. In 2010, we had an assessment done of this facility and the firehouse up on Sullivan Avenue. Right. And at that time in 2010, both facilities were pretty much, it came back very poor. I totally understand that. Second of all, we will do whatever it is we're asked to do. We are in a situation in the road department that we're literally working in a building back here that is extremely unsafe. We need something. The problem that I think we may end up running into is there's a small lot that now we're trying to pack a lot of stuff on up by the firehouse. I don't know that there's enough room to build, and it's just me. I don't know if there's enough room, and I've had all three of the trustees and Mr. Mazur up here and showed you when we laid that out, to be able to put a big enough building to where you can do that. I'm not so sure that lot,
it would
not be big enough. We would have to turn this part of our building the way that we have it kind of laid out now, to where you've got a drive coming up in off of Sullivan Avenue, then the building setting this way, and then have the area in the back to be able to put a lot of our storage stuff in the back. If we turn the building this way,
long ways,
now you have the dominant west winds coming in to our buildings. Wintertime, you pop a door up, you lose all your heat, everything else, and you also lose that storage in behind. So you'd have to bring that building all the way up pretty much to the asphalt driveway to be able to do that. I mean, we're not against doing whatever, and it definitely makes sense. If you're going to do something at one time.
So
I don't see, based on everything that we've been working on, which is the reason why I wanted to have this meeting, I wanted to make sure that we're not sitting there spinning our wheels, doing all the work that we've been doing and actually going out meeting with these contractors and getting with them and saying, okay, we'd like to change this, let's do that, redo your quotes, to find out that that's not even what's being thought of.
So one of the things that I was thinking that we should do, first thing is, all of us have opinions, and they're all good opinions. We may agree to disagree. One of the things I think that we would want to do is have a professional say, what is the best use of this property to achieve this goal? If we did something hypothetically in an L shape, so your winds are not hitting, but yet the building goes like this, is a possibility. Of course, we're talking more money, but again, we're utilizing what we can. The second thing is the buildings here. We can tear that building down.
Absolutely.
And put you another building for storage.
You really don't have a footprint. That's,
well, I mean, if we take that old building.
So we would, not to interrupt you, Mr. Fleshman, not to interrupt you at all. One of our main goals right now, and if you look at the drawings that are in here, this building here would literally we would not need storage in any other building. We wouldn't have to be at two different places.
I understand.
And that is a huge key, you know, for us. I'm not disputing anything that you're saying. If you take this building and you lay this building this way, the way it normally be with a firehouse here, and you make an L shape off of it, well, now you've taken bay space away. You hit it right. You said it right. Everybody has ideas. If you make an L shape off of that building, you've now taken bay space away. But we'll do whatever you want to do. I just need to know, moving forward from today,
okay,
do I stop doing everything that we've been working so diligently on? Do we stop? Because what you were saying is we should have had some, you know, we should have somebody come in and say, hey, we got this space, let's figure it out. Well, we should have did that 2 months ago.
I agree. So I think we'll get to that, but I want to hear from everybody else. That was my recommendation, that we would actually seek somebody to give us the what we could do. With giving the circumstances that Franklin Township is in, I think that we owe it to the public to be able to give them something out of the monies that we have taken in for the, call it COVID money, federal money, call it what you want. But to actually have a meeting.
It's just an estimate.
Sure, thank you.
What about?
I was just waiting until you got done.
Okay.
Maybe 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
By having our employees and everyone, if we can, granted, I know that was going to be a spot that would fit everything you need in one place. However, the public has already paid for a building that we have here. We don't know what we're going to do with it. If we can utilize, it's the only way I can see it, and even with an expert looking at it, we would have to tandem do some things there and some things here, because we have a heated and air conditioning shop here. So some of the stuff would have to be left here, because a lot of times there's stuff that you're not using. Why let it take up space up there when we can have office space? So by putting the things like the leaf vac, the jetter vac, a lot of stuff that we're not currently using on a day-to-day basis, store it here, and then your trucks that you use on a regular basis, season by season, you will change your shop up, just like the county. They set their stuff up for winter and they set their stuff up for summer depending upon the season. So your shop would be set up there, like if your salt trucks and things of that nature, you're going to be using them a lot. Obviously, you may keep some trucks down here in heated, full salt, ready to go. Some of the stuff that's going to be stored for the winter that has to be in heat would be up there on Sullivan. Is it an inconvenience? Yes, but we have to work with what we got, and I'm going to go to you, Mr. Mazur. Leisure.
That's okay. What about, have anyone thought about putting the office building over on that grass area in front of, on the other side of?
It's a discussion that I've had with Mr. Mazur on that too. You have another grassy area on the other side of the firehouse, in that triangle area up there, mm-hmm. And you've already got a paved area.
Yeah,
in front
put
of
another barn out.
I mean, it just, and in another discussion, going back to like what you were talking about, Mr. Fleshman, this building out here, I know we had spoke with Mr. Mazur on that. With that building being heated and air conditioned, the police department will be able to utilize
sure.
that one too. To answer your question, correct. There is an area over there on the other side.
And there's enough room to set back 50 feet, because we got to stay back 50 feet from the main road.
You know,
that's an idea that we need to look at, is get a quote from all the people that you've gotten quotes from, to put another building over there too, a smaller building, find out.
You know, and
it's about 50,000, which isn't bad.
A lot of it's going to be,
maybe
which I'm still working with it. You know, if you look at this piece of paper that I just gave you, I'm working with Todd right now, Captain Broker, on the permits. What's our setbacks we got to be from? You know, we may end up not being able to go the full 120 foot length on this thing, because we're going to have to set back up off of the fence by the National Guard building. There may be some things that we need to do there.
So
do we move, instead of actually putting like an L shape onto that, do we move that building back towards the back a little bit further, keep it the way that it is here where everything can be underneath of, everything can be underneath in one building. Reason why we put an 18-foot lean to 120 foot long on the back of this building is literally everything that this road department has would be able to utilize and be in one place and not in two different places. But we move that building back, leaving a little bit more room up in front where you could build, possibly build a standalone building there. Yeah. That's something, you know, there's all kinds of things that we could do. We should have had this meeting 2 months ago because of all the time and effort that we put into getting everything done.
Fortunately,
I thought this was the direction that we were going. We will do whatever it is the board tells us to do. We just need a direction.
Well, fortunately, we haven't started doing something to the point where we can't change our mind.
No. I Mr. Totally Horn,
you know, we are Franklin Township. We do a lot of things.
Yeah, Mr. Horn, well, can we hear from you?
We put a lot of time in this.
First and foremost, I'd like to make a statement that this has been the headquarters for 200 years and three and ever how many years plus. And I think this is incumbent on us to keep the headquarters here. What I could foresee in the future is a lot of, we're talking about, you know, making the residents and the public happy. I think that's number one. We probably should take that into consideration. Number two, what you had, the plans and so forth that you had, it makes good sense to me logistically to have your work and, you know, your equipment and everything, which appears to me to be about half the distance between the north part of the township and this part of the township.
Pretty much sits in the middle.
Yeah. So, but given the fact also, I think we could in the long run have a new building there suitable for modern day work and meet modern day standards and this, that, and the other. And have all the equipment there to make it more economically feasible for you to work. I think we could cut some costs out of our operating costs, run back and forth here, there, and so on and so forth. I don't know as I'm in the favor of trying to add on to what we started off with, having a situation there that would benefit all concerned, as well as make it more feasibly economical and that type of thing. And I can foresee if we start adding on a bunch of offices and everything. First of all, it appears to me that we're going to have two trustees, possibly three, that's going to operate, or, you know, that lives in the northern part of the township. And I could foresee that being some type of disruption within the community, too. So, all the things considered, as I basically like your plan, and I think the plan is good. If we can, I don't know how you would add offices, in my opinion, over there. And we went over really hard on the usable ground there. And from what I could see and the way the building's going to be laid out, if we start trying to add on to the building on the ground, I'm talking about, I'm not talking about possibility of maybe going up for a second floor or something. I don't even know if that's feasible on the plans you've got or not, Jim. I don't think so, is it?
I don't know. With pole barns, you can do anything.
Yeah.
With pole barns, you can, I mean, I had a company, we built these things for years. You can do anything with a pole barn. Now, would you want to be working up above in an office above a shop that gets extremely loud?
Well, not particularly, and I have done that in my lifetime, and it's a big nuisance, I'm sure. Or to consider our public meetings and things like that, picking to Sullivan Avenue instead of here. The bulk of your people that come to these meetings are right here in this community. I don't see anybody but just a handful that comes, you know, drives all the way from the north side there,
you know,
to come to a public meeting. So,
like I said,
I think those things need to be taken into consideration.
Okay, I'm going to go to Mr. Mazur. I wanted to get your opinion as far as you're here every day. You see how the township runs. I just want to hear your opinion.
Well, the only thing I'm looking at is the future. I mean, you spoke earlier. You have a building here that's antiquated. It's not conducive to conduct business. And I'm just looking, and we probably do need to get some input from the township residents, like Mr. Horn said. But what do you do with this building? As you said, we start to have more and more meetings in here with the public. Central Ohio is bursting at the seams right now. From a selfish standpoint, I look at Franklin Township taking this opportunity with the ARPA funds, what Jim already has available for building, and making an impression in the community. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be very blunt. I've talked to all you about this. I've been here 2 years, and I want the township to succeed. Is this conducive to succeeding? I think we'd all have to agree no. I appreciate Mr. Horn. I know it's been here 200 plus years. But if you look around, I just think if we're prudent with the taxpayer dollar, the community is entitled to better facilities. It's not affordable, it's not affordable. But this is kind of an interesting lot. I've even said, will we tear that condemned garage behind? We tear it down. We develop some type of positive cash flow within the township. We could look to put a modular on there. We could look to build something affordable on that lot. Problem is, you have this building that sits in front. So that's all I'm thinking. If it's financially feasible, let's move forward a little bit. Let's make a good footprint.
If I can.
Let me jump in a minute, because I know he's been waiting. Again, I think this is where, I'm going to make real quick on this comment. This is where I think that we need to have somebody assess this property as well as that. Here's how much money we got. What can we do?
I would agree we should have done that months ago, but Jim and you already talked about. But I was thinking, we got that building over here that you was talking about, John. We need to think about possibly a way of adding on to that one and putting, cutting the sewer over to it, possibly. And using redoing the floor, because it's a garage, it's a service garage now. But we could pretty make it pretty, convert it over into a township hall. That way it satisfies, we're getting a new building with a new facade around it.
Right.
And it stays here. That for sentimental reasons, it stays in the same, pretty much the same location. We all know that this building here is going to have to be torn down. I mean, it's
well, ultimately, for sure. Yeah. There's no question.
And in order to do that, we need to keep the room behind it clear because we have to have 50 feet offset from the road. And I don't believe that's 50 feet.
No.
It's close, but not enough.
So, if I may add something just a moment there. There is not, in my opinion, and of course, there again, I'm not in a building trade, but I do have enough brains left that I can, the amount of space that we have there is not tremendous across, you know, running east and west, there really isn't, Jim.
You got
and
it.
That's one reason I wanted, I mean, to see.
Got about 120 foot, pretty much, it's what it's, 130
running
foot.
East and west. And that's not a huge amount. What if you start looking at you guys, you know, have to be mobile on moving your equipment around and things of that nature. You also have the huge fire department equipment, things of that nature. Now, if we start thinking about taking people, you know, public people or having public meetings, that kind of thing out there, you got to accommodate, you got to have parking, adequate parking space to accommodate the public. I could foresee other public work wanting to be handled out there and people coming and going. And I think for the size of the property and what we want to achieve there, I can't see where it's adequate to handle that type of business plan, you know.
It's something that, you know, more measurements can be taken, more ideas can be thrown around.
Correct.
You know, I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
Doing like what we do, and the amount of times that we're in and out of the shop,
yeah.
Parking could become an issue with equipment and vehicles and people parking.
Correct.
But, you know, like I said in the very beginning, I've been here 15 years, and I will be the first person to say I agree with Mr. Mazur 200%. This building is not adequate enough.
No.
To be an administration building.
Think anyone has.
There's absolutely no privacy whatsoever in here. You cannot hold. It's sad when the Board of Trustees has to go upstairs and have a meeting or come out and utilize our office out there to have a meeting.
I don't disagree at all. The future is going to be somewhere hereabout. We're going to have to come up with a plan to update this property or find another piece of property to let it stand on its own.
So
it's
what I would like,
and I don't know exactly. Number one, like you were talking earlier, we didn't have adequate amount of property here to do any or to make any of those plans. So, and I don't know. This is not a real good location for this type of business to have a firehouse, really. I don't know the guys for the future.
Maybe just
I'm just firehouse. Talking about maneuverability, Jim, is what I'm talking about.
Maybe just a firehouse here.
I know financial-wise, with where we're looking at figure-wise, I mean, right now we're way within what we already have set aside,
right?
What we have in the kitty per se, to get the shell up and the concrete floor and you know the gravel, the bases, we're well within that. We will do whatever it is we need to do. If Ryan and I need to completely shift and start working on different layouts and work with these contractors, we'll do whatever it is that's asked of us. And I appreciate y'all having this meeting. We just need, the main thing is, we need a direction, because if we're just if we're not going to do something like what we've been working on, then we need to stop doing this.
Right.
So here's what I would ask the board. We're not going to change anything on your perspective. We've got these quotes. Yeah, Mr. Leeser came up with a great idea I didn't even think of. Ralph, you came up with a great idea.
It's the medicine.
You came up with some great ideas. I say
it's really as I see it, and I think...
And they're very valid. They're very good.
And I think, John, if you take a professional and given the amount of property out there that we have, I think you hear some of the same things that I'm saying now.
So let's do that. Let's get a professional. Okay. This is how much money we have.
Okay.
Is it possible to get a new building and his building that he has right there?
Okay.
Is it possible to move that building over to the other side and us put it, what is possible and let it, not change your anything?
Yeah.
Is it possible to put something up that one, the public would be, because we've got more money to put into it, as you said, we've got the money for this. How much more would it cost?
That would be a question.
Now, this is something new that you've added to your plans.
That's pretty much just kind of somewhat of a breakdown on where we're at right now. Ryan and I were working on it. It's just kind of giving the board a little bit of an update where we're at based on just the prep work. With that being said, there is a lot of prep work that's going to need to be done regardless of what we build, a Taj Mahal or a shed.
Right.
The prep work we can do. That's not a problem.
Right.
We're very capable, equipment operators of saving taxpayer dollars by letting us go ahead and do that work. And that's what we've done here is just as an estimate and approximate.
Okay.
And then we've already spoke with three contractors trying to get heating and air conditioning bids.
Yeah.
And once again, it was just on a building this size when you're going, with 7,200 square foot, what's it going to cost to heat and air condition that building?
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask for a motion that we're going to hold on to this and we're going to seek somebody for guidance that can sit down, take your plan, here's how much land we got, here's what we got here, your idea, what would it cost us to turn that into I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hook
it. And also, put it on a building on the other side of the
firehouse.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to make this motion that we seek guidance from counsel of somebody that is a person that puts this together and looks at our footprint and what everyone's ideas are and to give us what we can and can't do based on the space that we have. If there's no further questions on that, I would ask for a second on this motion.
I will second that motion. I have a question though for you. We still plan on putting a smaller salt barn behind.
Well, that was when we were.
Let's get the motion clear.
Let's get the motion clear.
Yeah, sorry. That, and I'll
I have a thought.
Jim.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How much money do we need to allocate you to? You're allowed up to $10,000, right?
I will find a site planner.
Okay.
And,
so we've already got that to do. I want to make sure, if you find a site planner and it's $3,000, that you don't have to bring us back together and say, I need $3,000. So I may need to amend this motion.
You already put one into play here a couple months back.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we have an amount of money.
Yeah, I think there was.
Yes, under what you had. Okay.
Yeah.
So then we're good. I apologize. I retract that statement. Mr. Leeser, you had a question and you were going on about salt barn.
Salt barn
too.
Okay.
I apologize. I didn't.
It's okay. I'll be quick. We do need.
That's an issue there too. We've already done.
Yeah.
Hold on
a
second.
Had a question.
You and I have talked about this, and I'm a proponent of a turnkey. That the site is done the way we want it done, and they hand you the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Now we may get involved with prevailing wage.
Once you get over $250,000.
Yes. In my mind, we're investing in this building. We might as well do it right.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear me argue with you.
So. Yes, we're going to pay more for prevailing wage, and I'm going to be honest, you are not going to have time to do the inside of that building. You're just not. You know. So my mind is, when we hire a contractor, if this contractor can just do the pole barn, then we have to find another contractor that's going to come in and do the inside the way you want it done and the way we want it done. So,
well, yeah.
So I think in the long run, yes, again, we're going to pay prevailing wage, but you get what, you know, the township invested in, and we're done. They hand you the keys, and off we go.
And like with this quote here, Pickle Lumber, that is the shell, that's the building completed with the lean-to metal inside, outside, insulated, everything good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a quote in your packet. There's an email back here. You got, he's got quotes from concrete contractors to give him pricing on what to square, how much per square foot to go ahead and put the concrete floor in. So then we're just worried about the interior.
Yes, and you and I talked about this as well. What people forget are the soft costs.
Yep.
The inside, the chairs, the lighting, the and desk, and
yes. And then secondly, I can appreciate, you know, we're anxious to get this going, and you know, you've done a lot of these. I've been down this road a lot of times. It does take time. To me, it's actually very nerve-wracking because you get one bite at the apple.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And
then you live with it.
Well, it's a small township with limited funds, and in this township, a $300,000-$500,000 investment is huge.
It's huge.
It's like $3 or $4 million.
Yeah, and that, and that's one thing that we would need, you know, based off of some that Mr. Fleshman was talking about. Do we know what that figure is that we have to work with,
right,
based on what we already have set aside and what we have, either ARP funds or whatever?
And that's why a professional would give us the soft cost as well as what's it going to cost to run all the computer lines, the phone lines, this, that, and the other, so that we have a better understanding.
An enormous amount of money, for sure, and I'd like to take, if I may, John, take Jim's suggestion on. We have got a very nice building out there now, since we did all the improvements and overhead ceilings and things. We spent a lot of time and money and effort into that. What the feasibility of maybe hooking on to that or adding on to it, or that, I'd like to check all the possibilities to see what economically we can do the best job on.
I think we all agreed to that when,
yeah,
with the motion that,
yeah,
we would do. But
and then to answer your question,
thank you.
Yeah.
The reason why when we went up there, when Ryan and I went up there and we staked it out where it was, yeah, at, was just for that reason. And I think that all three trustees even made a comment about possibly putting a small salt barn up there too. The reason why we got it sitting where it is, because on the backside between the back of the building and where you go back to the granary, we would have room there. But if we had to move that building back, I mean, we would just have to.
Because I think it's key, because there's a lot of drive time between north and west.
That's what we send Ryan
back
over
down here to get salt, because yeah, I've been out with Ryan, I've been out with you.
Yeah.
It's a long way to come back here and get salt, but this salt barn could stay here.
Yeah.
To service the triangle.
And we would only have to keep either the tractor or the backhoe down here to load with. So
right.
Then okay, everything else would be up here. But no,
yeah, any moves you make is going to be a costly thing to try to move something.
But I want to,
yeah,
I want to thank the board for sitting down at this meeting and hashing this out and kind of getting a little bit of a direction now, because now we kind of know what we need to do. I'll get with Mr. Mazur, we'll get a site planner, okay, and you know, I'll work with him diligently on this, try to get something figured out.
Yeah, what we've got,
and we'll do whatever it is that we need to do,
exactly,
to make this work.
Well, the amount of we're fortunate to have some equipment now to worry about, and I want to.
And
we got to keep it nice.
Again, we need to thank the board for that too, because well, we do finally have everything we need to operate.
We got to thank the people for that, and the board.
I just had a question on the meeting that from the county. Did that pass or not pass the meeting that you had to go to when you left here? Did it pass?
It passed. Yeah.
What was that? I had someone call
okay,
me.
Okay, what that is, if you remember, the
I think I'm done.
You're sitting right here.
I guess it's
Ray Avenue?
It's a Speedway out down there.
Okay, so it's a speedway.
You walk out there, we're using two cans.
And I think there's joint ownership into some of that.
Because they came here, it's the same one that came here and they gave their presentation.
That's the same one that came.
Okay.
So what we did,
this is
some part of the finishing touches. Now, if you remember, I was gonna ask for time to explain that too.
Yeah.
There is some other things that still need to be done before the year is over. But everything is, we did the final touches on approving what had to be finished off and this type of thing, and
so the project's moving forward.
Here's the plan now that we've got that in approved and in order. The plan is now, one of the fellows that were here was present there. So the plan going forward is to start around the first of the year to try to get the construction type thing started.
So break ground by the first of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Break ground.
Okay. Well, thank you
very much. The hope is for an opening day of late next summer or early next fall.
Okay. Well, thank you. Did you have anything?
That is moving forward now.
Okay. The time now is 9:58, and Okay. Disregard that. I thought we were down to the end.
Sorry,
Mr. Mazur. We have topic is the no parking signs on Ray Avenue, and one of the discussions, and I know I spoke with you, that we potentially have them on the wrong side of Ray Avenue. I don't think the residents would be too happy if they were on their side, because it defeats the purpose of which. Do I have that correct so far, sir?
Well, the original resolution was the signs were supposed to be on the southern side of the street.
And right now they're on
the northern side.
Okay, so we have it potentially, well, right now they're backwards.
So, yes. So it gets pretty detailed for me to remedy this situation. I'm in communication with Julie right now. The simplest solution would be if she allows us to keep the resolution in the way it's registered with municipal court, that we keep the southern side still available if we eventually want to put parking signs up. I'm waiting to hear from Julie.
Okay.
What I have to do now is go through this process again, asking the board to approve a resolution to have the signs on the northern side of Ray Avenue. And I have to register those signs with the municipal court. And then I have to run an ad in a Daily Reporter for one issue. And then I have to go to 5 conspicuous locations within the township and post this new notice for 30 days.
Okay.
The other option is we rescind the original resolution, add a new resolution for the northern side, and then again I have to go back through the process of registering with the municipal court, submitting something with the Daily Reporter, and posting 5 conspicuous in 5 conspicuous locations.
So I want to ask the lieutenant, how?
Yes.
I'm about
to go. Did you notice?
I noticed.
Okay, I knew you would. Go ahead.
How did we get to the point that originally when this came up, this was over a year ago, how did we not, was it intended for the north or the south side of Ray Avenue?
I don't know. I wasn't a part of where you guys were going to put the signs, or even had any part in contact with
the
school.
So did the police department have a dog in the fight, or even the chief are saying, we want the north and the south? So we basically, when we made the resolution, north and south got turned around.
I think you're
because right. It doesn't benefit us to be putting it on the north side when it needs to be on the south side.
Well, It probably should be on both sides. Because at the last meeting, you guys made it clear that you were wanting some action. Okay, so I made sure that I had a guy, Officer Baldwin, there at 3 o'clock. And I told him, I know you guys said complete enforcement, which I'm glad we didn't, or we might be in a bind. I said, get over there, move those cars, get some attention from the school, let's get something done. That afternoon, they reached out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he went over and made an appearance, and he was strict on moving those cars out of that area. We talked to the principal over there mm-hmm. by phone that evening. She has, you guys can pass that down through here. Barbara, she contacted me that evening and said that she has just what she promised to do. She sent out a letter to all the parents that they are not allowed to start
parking
prior to time for, you know, school to let out. So what she wants the parents to do at this point, which we're going to try, is the parents have to come at the time. School is being let out not 45 minutes earlier. She admitted on the phone that the parents start lining up, and because half of her school is riders. They're in cars, not buses. So he's got quite a large number of cars that are going to be coming, and she's going to make it clear that they have to come not 45 minutes early. It has to be when school's starting to let out. We're not going to line up. They want a constant movement, so instead of it being backed up, there'll always be a movement coming through with kids getting in and leaving and not lining up 45 minutes earlier. So we'll see what happens with it, but we're in communications now and we're trying to work with it.
So can we have an officer going over, what time they left?
Daily.
2:45?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to have a
so if we go someone there at 2 or 2:15 and they see him setting up, say you can't do this.
What about the mid-shift?
We don't have a afternoon mid shift that I know of.
So what time is shift change?
Oh, okay.
Shift change is 3 o'clock.
Are we able to alter 3 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
So we would be able to have someone there at 2:15, 2:30 if they're not tied up on a run.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be a problem at all.
Yeah. I was told 3, but still. I mean,
what, 3 o'clock is when they let out?
Yeah, it says it's actually 3:15, I think.
I would say up till like 10 minutes. I mean, they can get from Ray Avenue to here in 10 minutes. I mean,
yeah.
If they can.
As long as they're not tied up.
Right,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, so I already got that.
So we need to make sure that we emphasize that needs to have officers go through before they come here. And
no
if
problem.
Someone's there, then do that.
Also, I put our speed trailer down there because they made a comment about speeding.
Yep.
So that'll document what actual speeds are happening down there and what times. And
so the next question for the board is, do we want to go ahead and move the signs on the correct side of the street?
I'd say yes, but I think we also need a resolution to put them on both sides of the street.
Well, I agree, but I'm going through the...
Yeah,
far end of this thing, we need to get the issue rectified right now.
Yeah,
so
you have it on one side.
The reason that I...
If you recall, we've been messing around with this thing for a long time. They even started to close down an alley there way back, three or four years ago. Wanted to do these things.
I'd like to make a motion that...
Basically, what we did is kind of put a Band-Aid on that. I never finished it up.
Right.
I'm going to make a motion. I'm doing this one step at a time.
Yeah.
So
Jim said had something to add about moving.
Yeah, I think we should have a little input.
So what I'm going to do is make a motion that, is there a problem with us moving that to the other side of the street?
Well, there's not a problem. Just kind of bring you up to speed a little bit, too. When we first started talking about those signs, putting those signs in place when Mr. Mullins come in,
yeah,
and they were complaining about the cars, we were told to go from school entrance to Columbian, which is one
right.
Down. Well, okay, well,
right.
Now Columbian goes off on the north side of the street.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
I
why
remember
they
that.
Were put there because that would be the north side of the street because of Columbian. as far as moving them, we'll do whatever it is.
Okay.
I'd say leave them in this passive resolution. Go one step at a time.
Well, see, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Move them over and then make a new resolution for the other side.
I would move them.
No, leave them up.
We'll just pass this resolution where we can put signs on the other side.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
make a resolution to make it
do you want to make that so that we do it correctly, or not that I would do it
I would love to do it correctly, yeah.
It would make you, can you do that?
Would you please help
meeting?
This board out so that we get our north and south correct?
Yeah, what I will do is I'll get confirmation from Julie. I'm certain we can leave the existing I shouldn't say that. I'm hoping we can leave the existing resolution as is, put signs on the south side, then have the north side properly registered with the municipal court,
okay.
And everything should be fine.
So we'll wait to get that done
right,
in another meeting.
Right,
okay.
Right.
So we'll be.
I have one thing. Do we need to make these signs no stopping and no parking? Because technically they're not parking. I thought about this
the
other
day. If they stay in the roadway and if they're in gear, they're considered operating a motor vehicle and
right.
They're not parked. You can't write them a parking ticket. And you can't write them for blocking because they're only in traffic. They're allowed to get back. Traffic's allowed
to get
back.
You can write the first one.
If he's waiting to turn and he can't get in, you can't.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing that says you can't
I'm
turn.
Not questioning
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I'm just, I'm trying to get some resolution for our residents, and
well,
I get it.
They are parking though,
okay.
From what I was reported to. They're
okay.
Pulled off to the side, not all the way. They're still blocking, but they're parking.
Mm-hmm. Vehicles and gear, yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to move on now. Support letter for Linkus project, sir.
This is real quick. And we have representatives from Linkus and COTA coming in for our October 5th meeting. There are letters that Linkus would like us to send to the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, in support of the Linkus project. And I just wanted to see if the board would support sending those letters to the Secretary.
So I would like to make a motion that we send a support letter for Linkus project. If there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, so next on the agenda.
It's all David.
I'm sorry?
It's all David.
All dated.
Yep. You're not. You're in the hot seat.
That's fine.
All dated. I thought you said all dated. Yeah. So next on the resolution, or next on the topics is resolution to approve police department DUI enforcement contract with the FCSO.
Sheriff's Department. Yeah.
I thought we did this. We did not.
I could have sworn we had the new rates and stuff and that we passed it in a meeting.
No. This is what we discussed last. I thought we passed a resolution on this last Thursday.
You gave it a number.
Okay.
Well, now the DUI enforcement, so I'm clear on that, is always conducted in conjunction with the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are the ones that are administering the grant. We sign up as a sub.
So we need a motion or resolution. Do you guys know?
It's a resolution.
So I would like
to given a resolution. It was not printed. It was one of those resolutions that were put at the table with
right.
No paper.
Do we have a resolution now? I mean, it's on
it's
there.
Right here.
So
yeah. So all we're doing
you
is rereading
make
it.
Make that.
Yeah, but I have one correction for it.
Okay.
It was the date on here is incorrect. It would have been Thursday, September 21st meeting. Today is the 26th.
Which
or we could just make it and change the time.
Okay.
Because we're signing it today.
Oh, signing it today.
Yeah, that's where the
okay.
date would be important.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
Resolution.
A resolution to, as it's written, sorry.
Well, it doesn't have to be voted on again.
No.
You just have to sign
okay.
on it.
Oh, okay.
So,
Robin, do I need to read it or anything?
I mean, I would just
record.
I would read it for the record now that we officially have it in written form.
Okay.
That way the on record
yes.
know what they've signed.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
So, again, it's Resolution 2023-212, a resolution approving intra-DUI task force contract with Franklin County Sheriff's Office. Be resolved the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes entering into a contract with Franklin County Sheriff's Office participating with Franklin County DUIA Task Force in an amount not to exceed $20,000.
If there's no further question on the matter, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Steve wasn't done reading.
Oh.
It's okay. It's a contract period. It's October 1, 2023 through September 30th, 2024. And then I'll have a copy of the contract attached to the resolution.
So we don't need to vote on it. Mm-mm. My apologies for interrupting.
You're good.
I was just trying to keep us on track.
Keep us moving. I get it.
Well, and because I know everybody's anxiously waiting to get out of here, but you gave the road department adequate time. We just want to finish this.
I'm in no rush.
Because I know you guys are always asking if fiscal has everything. And
that would have been my next, before, go ahead.
We just wanted to make sure, like, who is turning in these monthly reports? Is that you guys?
The way it's always happened before is our office. This one is for the October. This is just an example for you guys. Because they will run special events at sometimes. Doesn't mean it has to be a special event.
Right.
This right here is like saturation during October because of the holiday with the kids being out and walking and stuff like that. The officer would complete that form during his shift that shows what he has done. You always have to stop a car for a violation. Mm-hmm. So they want to know what violations are written. They want to know,
the
different things.
Probable calls and things.
Yeah. Even if you don't get an OVI arrest, they just want to know that we have some kind of enforcement. They would turn that in to us. We would turn it in to you. And then you guys would fill out an invoice with our information on it, on how much overtime that you guys need to have recouped and how much it is.
Okay.
And then they would just send you a check.
Okay. Because we just need to make sure that we keep in our office
look
all
at
documentation. Okay, if there was an audit or anything, then we have that.
Okay.
It's
just it's something that the public, it's good for the public.
No, I think it's a great idea. It's just that we had a little bit of a tangle in the previous traffic grant while you were gone.
Yeah.
And we just want to make sure now that you're back that we can kind of all stay on the same page.
Yeah, because we couldn't communicate with them or anything because we weren't listed on it. And it was
You got my phone number?
No.
Okay, let me get it for you because you can call me anytime, guys. Okay?
No.
614-949-9003. Ratliff. Okay?
Well, I appreciate you going through that because we just want to make sure we're all on the same page because we got a little disconnected on the last one.
Whatever you
need. And I think this one will go much smoother.
It will.
Yes.
And whatever you guys need, just give me
appreciate
a call.
Appreciate it, Dave.
We just need to make sure
does that mean
keep
we're
going to
get a DUI
just in case there
check
was an audit.
In the township?
They will. They usually do it right here on Frank Road, like at least twice a year, and they use our station. They have their own little station.
That might have been my conversation.
Yep. It usually is a couple times.
Because it says on there when you guys sign this, you are saying that you're letting any state agency come in and audit this grant. So
absolutely.
We just want to make sure that we're all on the same page with it.
Yeah.
We're used to audits, aren't we?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
With the new building, they should have an office.
Right. <yes. laughs> State auditor right
next
there.
Next to Jim.
Yeah.
No, next to Lindsay.
Oh,
okay.
No.
So is there any... anything else from your department?
Sir.
Are we good?
Yeah.
We're good?
Right.
We're good?
So.
The time is now 10:15 and we are adjourned.
Let me have one. I want to work it.